Well, the US defeat and chaotic retreat in Afghanistan is turning into a political disaster for President Joe Biden. The absence of an orderly exit, but also the fact that the Pentagon and State Department were spinning a completely alternative narrative to the reality on the ground up until the end of last week, has already come back to haunt the administration. Even on Friday, just hours before the Taliban entered Kabul, we heard Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explicitly state that Kabul was not in an imminent threat situation, when that palpably was not the case. We're hearing horrific stories of desperation from Afghan translators and interpreters who've been forced into hiding in Kabul, terrified in their own homes without any possibility of being rescued. Even Biden allies have been forced to admit this has been an unmitigated disaster. We're expecting a televised address from President Joe Biden in the next few days, but we've not heard from him in public since last Tuesday amid heavy criticism that he has disappeared as Afghanistan unravels.